Hey, Desert Vista. Wednesday night big band, Mike Krill. So glad to have you here. Congratulations at being at the NAU Jazz Festival 2015. My name's Tom Peterson. I'm one of your judges today. I'm going to make comments on your performance today. I hope my comments help you and your program to get better. Okay, looking forward to hearing you. Okay.
Hi, good afternoon. Please welcome Desert Vista High School, directed by Michael Krill and Josh T.
Here we go. Listening to your opening statement, and I'm just listening to your phrasing a little bit. Count Basie, do some listening. It's just, yeah, da da da, rather than, it's almost too much tonguing, gentlemen. Saxophones, you gotta really take the ball. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just a little herky-jerky of the ensemble, and a lot of it has to do with the articulation. It's how you're tonguing stuff. If you put more of the emphasis on the first note, chances are you won't be rushing the second note. And I'm talking about and's eighth notes on four and, or even on downbeats. Da 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 da. Yeah, Adam, I heard you. Animish. Sounds like you worked this solo out. That's cool. I hope at some time, though, you go ahead and try to improvise your solo. Right now, I'm listening to just our bass player and our drummer. And yeah, I can hear that you guys are trying to play together, but you two need to practice playing time together so that you can establish a pocket in the time. Hey, Jacob, I hear you. Congratulations for playing. Yeah, play. So it's about breathing, gentlemen, so that you can play the ends of phrases. Accuracy. Accuracy is more important than power. Trumpets. I'm talking to you guys. So make sure you get your part under your finger and play it accurately, okay? You can do that. Yeah, Tom? Again, I'm just getting a little bit of a tentative feel from our rhythm section. I'm talking about the bass and drums mainly here. It needs to be a more of a positive time feel. But I'll talk to you about time here in just a second. So what's at stake here, gentlemen, is time and phrasing. Thank you. yes, I hear you, and I know that you're playing dynamically, and you understand what playing with dynamics are. Accuracy, gentlemen. So you gotta get... Everybody's got to get your parts under your fingers. Everybody's got to keep your own time. Everybody's got to have your own good sound. Everybody's got to play balanced. So, yeah, I mean, our bass and drums. Yeah, you guys are the heart and soul. You guys are the pulse of the band. But everybody in the band has to keep your own good time. So.
Oh, by the way, that was Jack Smith holding it all together and hitting things really hard. So, as we're going to feature Animesh on a tenor feature, a song called Samantha by Sammy Mastic.
Okay, so.
Slow it down a little bit.
So, horn players, you got to keep your own time, you got to play with a good sound, you got to play in tune. You got to do that. Then you can start talking about blending and balancing. Then we can start talking about dynamics as an ensemble. So you got to do all those things. Rhythm section, bass drums, your prime requisite. The thing that you guys, most important thing you guys do is lock up the time. Be on the same page time-wise and be consistent there. Fills and stuff like that are secondary for the drums. So you guys can do that. So practice together. Listen, do a lot of listening. Hey, some nice stuff there. So I'm listening to our young baritone player, and I think you're sharp, young man, so you're out of tune. When you hear you're out of tune, you got to make an adjustment. But I'm so glad to hear that you're playing a ballad here, Mike. This is really a great thing for these young players to learn about playing balanced and in blending. And to check their tuning and stuff, so... I'm hearing some nicer things in terms of blend and balance here on this ballad. So again, our young trumpet players, yeah, accuracy first. Get your parts under your fingers. Yeah. Hey, Animesh, I love you playing, man. You sound really good. But I think you're a little sharp. And it's all about supporting your sound with air. So, and it's not you. I think I hear that in a few other players in the band, too. Yeah, Animesh, man, I hear you. So you can hear the intonation, gentlemen. So if you hear that you're out of tune, and you got to be listening to yourselves and everybody else, if you're out of tune, you make an adjustment. It's about supporting our sounds, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm listening to our bass player and our drummer right now. And our drummer, yeah, you're doing a good job. You're keeping a pulse going. And our bass player... doing a good job on a ballad. These are the harder tempos to keep under control. You guys did a pretty nice job on that. Animesh, good job. Good job. So, pitch. If you watch your intonation, everybody. If you're sharp, you got to make an adjustment. I love the spirit that you guys are playing with, but individually, you got to take charge of these issues. Playing with a good sound, playing in tune, and keeping your own time, and then playing balanced. If you're not doing those first three things, you can't even talk about playing in balance and having a blend.
We are going to play one more tune for you today.
So you guys can do that.
It's a kind of jazz rumba, sounds a little like a bossa nova. Medium Latin is what it says on the part. But we're going to be featuring on Cafe Zanzibar, Adam again on trumpet, Jacob on trumpet, and Animesh. And Brian again, sorry, Animesh is done. Sorry, you can get autographs later though. And Brian's gonna play a little trombone again, which will be a real treat. So thanks a lot again for listening. Here we go with Cafe Zanzibar.
Okay.
A round of applause for the bass player, because she found out 2 nights ago that she was gonna be subbing for the regular bass player. So give her a hand, please. That's
wow.
Sydney Harrison,
yes. Okay, Sydney. All right, Sydney. Really good job. Really good job. Good start, everybody. See, I just think you guys are capable of, as a saxophone section, of playing, having a fuller sound. I think you're capable of that. So that's playing with a little more conviction, filling up your horns. Wow, listen to that. You guys are in tune, and you're playing with conviction. Brass trombones. Da, 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 da. So a little bit phrasing. Adam, I hear ya. Adam, you got a nice sound. Adam, you're improvising. Good job, I like that. You're improvising your solo. Jacob, if you're not improvising, if you're playing a written solo, that's cool. But I hope sometime that you will go ahead and try to improvise your own solo. I'm listening to our young drummer, really, really good job. And I like the way you're playing behind the soloists here. So, yeah, Jacob. So what this band needs to do is a lot of listening. That really is next on your agenda. And we'll talk about that in a little while. But I'm really impressed with our young bass player, who has just been thrown into the breach here and is doing a really good job. Now, our drummer here, now we've got a new soloist, so you could have gone to an open cymbal or something. Make some change so that there's a little different color or dynamic quality. And our pianist, you can have a little bit more rhythmic content in your comping. So you guys need to do a lot of listening. To just see how this music is played and have a better understanding of what's available to you. But tons of listening. Man, rhythm section, you guys get together on your own. Listen to the rhythm sections in Count Basie's band, Tito Puente's band, or if you're playing Latin music. Find out what these guys are doing and how they play together. And imitate them. Just do what they do. Same thing with the horn section. You guys got to get together. Got to listen to those Count Basie records. Got to listen to Tito Puente. All kinds of great Latin bands out there. Copy them. Do exactly what they're doing. Learn from what you're hearing. Talk about what you hear. That's the next thing for you guys. A lot of listening. See, I know you guys understand about dynamics. Because Mr. Krill has got you doing it. But if you really understand it, he won't have to conduct you to do it. Now right there, just in that preceding section, a little... Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, just a little bit of a tentative quality. Now, if everybody knows your part, you got it. That's individual stuff. You got to be responsible for playing your own part, and so you can play it with conviction, keeping your own really good time, playing with a good sound. I mean, these are the things that have to happen on an individual basis. Keeping really good time. Time is the most important thing in this music, or probably any music. And so that's, each person is responsible for keeping their own really good time. So my advice to you guys, a lot of listening. I get to be your clinician today, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about these issues, okay? So I'll see you shortly. Hey, congratulations, and thank you for being here. Good job. Hey, Mike Krill, you always do a good job with your ensembles. Congratulations once again. I look forward to seeing you in a few minutes, okay?